question, you would be looking to hear from Her Honour is, where is the Minister for Immigration?
Why is that an important question?
Because the Minister is the person who is making the decisions, and he is the person who is effectively the reason why everyone is here today. And if the Minister is not prepared to answer questions in court, then effectively you are trying to tie the court's hands. Because the court will have questions about what is being done, how that equates with Australian law, and if the Minister is not here to answer those questions, to show if the law is being properly exercised or the Minister is exercising his discretion properly, then in my view, there is a deliberate attempt to tie the court's hands on these.
So without those answers, the court can't actually make a decision?
The court will make a decision, but they may well ask the Minister to provide information. Now, at this stage, the risk is that there's a lot of matters happening on the high sea outside of the jurisdiction of the High Court. Now, the court can issue a prohibition, can issue an injunction against the Minister, but if the Customs Service or Operation Sovereign Borders or the Australian Navy are in a position to transfer refugees close to Sri Lanka, then the remit of the court will have no effect on their actions. So by not having the Minister here today, you create a delay. And when the delay has been overcome, the refugees may well be back in the hands of the Sri Lankans by that stage.
Mark, you're a former Liberal candidate. What's your view of the government's immigration policy?
This policy that the current government is exercising is dishonourable, and it brings nothing but shame to Australia, a nation that has grown great on its immigration policies. And I contrast this with the policy that was exercised by Prime Minister Fraser in 1977, when effectively he said to the Vietnamese boat people, come and settle in Australia. You cannot, for political reasons, jeopardise the lives of innocent men, women and children. And this is what is being done at the moment, that these innocent people are being used as pawns to achieve a political effect.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Cheers.